Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. John, I said, I am going to leave and be out of town a couple of days. When I return, I wouldn't mind if your room was picked up and the cat litter changed. It's beginning to stink in the basement. 2 days later, I come home. I cannot even think about going into the basement. There was, to speak biblically, a certain wailing and gnashing of teeth. What does it mean to watch? It's certainly not a quiescent thing. It's not some sort of passivity, staring out, awaiting the arrival of one absent. It is rather being true to one who is very, very present. Jesus puts it like this: be my disciples. Watch and pray. He gave that little bit of instruction to his disciples a number of times, but also in the garden. And they slept, leaving Jesus alone, as it were, to be his own disciple. Could you not watch 1 hour? My good friends, such an hour is past. Jesus is the crucified and living one. Sleeping now is dangerous stuff. It runs the risk of disfavor and judgment. It's not rest after a long day. It's not deserved rest. It is apostasy. Watch, eyes wide open, and pray that you do not enter into such judgment. Be my disciple. How are we his disciples? The one who said, watch and pray, said, watch and pray with me. I am the watcher and the one who prays, even as I am the one who comes. I will be with you, as it were, if you are with me, be my disciple. Stay close, and I am close. Walk behind me, and I will be leading you. Stay with me, and I will never be far away. Advent recalls to our minds the absolute need for Christian existence to beseech Jesus to be near, by beseeching him to keep us faithful. Advent lets us know that everything is near. It's the problem of American religiosity that it has time to grow. that it has time to get things in order, that you can in fact foresee the future and predict it. No. Jesus is here. Be my disciple. Stay close. Watch. Don't sleep. Pray. These are words of urgency because he is here. And the question is finally not his coming, as it were, but our faithfulness. Watch and pray. I am here. My coming will only be that you now will know it. Like my son, of course, I was in a way. He didn't do it. And when I came back, it was undone. I knew it was undone. I'm not telling you a fib. I didn't want to go into the basement. I knew from the top floor it was undone. Can you imagine God looking you in the eye and saying, "It is undone"? When Jesus has said, "It is done," isn't that the judgment? That which is done is no longer done for you? Because we have ceased out of our own sin and guilt to watch by being his disciples. It should cast us, I think, on our knees to pray, "God, forgive me, a sinner. And above all things, never let the evil foe snatch me from your hand." Watch and pray. Let us all watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.